He will transform us by the power in which he is able to subdue all things to himself. He will literally transform us into the glory of his image. Praise God. And I don't care how they died. I don't care if they have been dead for 2,000 years and their body has long since decayed into dust and ashes so that you could not even find it if you opened up the tomb. I don't care if they were incinerated or cremated in some kind of vault. I don't care if they were vaporized by an atomic bomb. I don't care if they were eaten by every creepy, crawly, wormy little thing that goes along in the ground, or whether they were eaten by scaly, slimy fishes or eaten by some birds that sweep down from the air. God is going to find them. God will raise that body. He made Adam from the dust of the ground. He can resurrect us from the dust of wherever the pieces happen to be. And he knows where every single one of them is. Not one atom, not one neutron, not one electron escapes the attention of God. And I don't care where you are or how you died, God, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ on that day, God is going to raise you up, and he's going to raise you up good, real good. God said in the beginning, at the first creation, he said it was good. In fact, at one point he said it was very good. Think of what he's going to say this time around. I'm sure he'll be dancing. I'm sure he will rejoice over us with singing. Partying with God and celebrating eternal life. Man, that's what I'm after. We ought to be partying and celebrating every day about that. Praise God. Well, let's look at a couple scriptures of what the Bible says about this. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 to 18. I believe every believer ought to have this verse memorized. Verse 16, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, woo, with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Praise God. The Lord will descend from heaven with a shout. Man, I get happy sometimes in church, and sometimes when we're at Mark's house watching the Super Bowl, I know we get to hollering and hooping and stuff. Can you imagine when God shouts? Can you imagine when Christ shouts with joy and calls his church? Man, when God came down in a cloud of glory on Mount Sinai and just began to speak to the people, and the mountain began to tremble, and there was fire and earthquakes, and the people became so frightened beyond words, they said, please, Moses, make him stop. Don't let us have to hear his voice anymore. Imagine when Christ shouts. Woo! Man, talk about earth shaking. Who knows what's going to break out when that happens? The voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God. God is a musician, man. He's going to bust out in music the very moment he comes to get us. Take us up to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I heard one person say, we'll be up there throwing chicken bones down on the people who are in the tribulation. I don't think that's going to happen. But nevertheless, that will be a glorious day. Oh, man, 1 Corinthians 15. Oh, by the way, and so what Paul is saying there is those who have died in Christ will be raised from the dead. Those who are still alive, who are believers in Christ, will be transformed in a moment and caught up together with those who have been raised, and we will meet them together with the Lord in the air. Now, 1 Corinthians 15:51 adds a few details. He says, behold, in other words, check it out. I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, meaning die, you know, physical death. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Does that include you? Raise your hand if that includes you. Isn't that exciting? That's what the babies in the nursery said one day. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Where did that come from? That's not even in my notes. Oh, well, anyway. No sleeping on my shift. Okay, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. That's glorious. That's just, you know, that rocks, if you will pardon the expression. But it does. That rocks. Can you imagine? No more death. No more disease. No more disability. No more dysfunction. You will never, ever have to tremble at the word cancer again. There will be no more chemotherapy or radiation or x-rays or any of those kinds of things. You'll never have to worry about. God is going to give you a head of hair. I guess if you prefer to, you know, to the other, then maybe he'll let you have it bald. I don't, you know, whatever rocks your boat. But God, you will never have to worry about losing any of it again. Praise God. You will never have to worry about it growing where it doesn't belong. What is up with that? You know, never mind. I'm not even going down there. Praise God. No more disease. You'll never have to worry and lose sleep and have fear over a lab report or an x-ray result or a blood test because those things will be no more. You will never have to make an appointment and have to wait 2 weeks to see your own primary physician and get stood up at the receptionist desk because you can kiss all that goodbye. You're not going to be sick anymore. You're not going to wake up in the morning anymore holding your back or holding your neck or trying to get to the shower just so your muscles can unwind because you've got spasms running all up and down your back. My wife is not here today because she woke up with intense back spasms. And so I prayed for her before I left, and I'll continue to stay just holding faith that God is going to take care of that. One day, she will never wake up like that again. In fact, one day, we may never even sleep again. Praise God. We were talking about that Saturday morning. You'll have no need for sleep. Praise God. It's never night in heaven because the glory of God and of Christ is the light. They have no need of sun or moon. So it's always day, the never-ending day. Praise God. There'll never be another need for an artificial limb or prosthesis. You will never have a soldier come home with an artificial leg or need of crutches. You'll never have any more need for dialysis machines or respirators. You can kiss wheelchairs goodbye. They won't exist in heaven. Forget about crutches. Forget about, you know, hot pads and cold pads. Larry, I know you love your job, brother, but you know what? You can be out of work. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mothers will never have to say goodbye to children with leukemia. I don't even want to know what that pain must be like. We'll never have that on our prayer list anymore. Ever, 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 ever again. Wives will never have to say goodbye to their husband beside a casket in the prime of their life because a heart attack took him away. And I know I've said this before, but I remember a dear friend whose husband died in what seemed to be way before his time of a heart attack. And when the service was over and everybody began to mill away and she was there alone with her family, I saw her lay her head, her forehead on the casket and say her last words of goodbye to her husband. And that image to this day is so burned into my mind because it was so compelling. And I just think right now, someday, that will never, ever, ever, ever happen again. When we come out of those caskets and bust them things asunder, you won't have any need to put them back together. It'll be a distant memory. Praise God. Friends will never see friends' names in obituaries again. I remember my best friend from high school. I lost track of him after I got married until about 15 years later when my sister called and found his name in the Washington paper obituary that he had died of brain cancer. Never see that again. If that's your job, sorry, bud. Not in heaven.